basically his father's mother's parents. So his great grandfather was sent by the Dei Gereba in 1923. His father always said that he has a shtar that he bought kids with the Dei Gereba's ankle. They used to die young, and he bought the kids and they lived. They sold the house 2 weeks ago. They cleaned out the whole house and they found the shtar. Shtar from 1939 or 1950 something. The Dei Gereba basically sent his grandfather to America in 1923 to be a shechet. He said the people in America need a kosher. I'm shechet. He said he has six daughters. They're not going to be from. Nobody in America is from. So he gave him a bracha that his kids are arichas yamim. And they'll be shared terrorists. He had six daughters. Dei Gereba's ankle came in 1939 to America. And he got married and he had a Pesach thing. His kids kept on dying. So he came to this Zayda of Tully and he said, "You have a bracha for my Zayda that your kids will live long. So I'm gonna sell you my kids as they're born. So they're not my kids, I'm selling them to you. And then they'll get your bracha." And he made a shtar mechira with the Kinyan Seder and every and the kids' names. One is a Dei Gereba in Bnei Brak, and the Bav Reverend Union was there. He's related to all these guys. And he said, "Yeah, Dei Gereba. I know this. My Zayda. It's a Zayda of his." He says he had a problem with kids. Kids kept on dying. I know this. It's in the family. Who's in union? Which rabbi's in union? No, he's Baba. This is the Baba rabbi. He's Naftali's grandson.
They're all
living. Whatever.
You get it right, please.
They're all related from the panic. Get your
name. Same name from the age.
They're all panic. Yeah, they're all married into Tej. It's the panel.
Okay, anyways, so when he came, he was going crazy. He wanted a copy. He was saying it's the Mari de Gazak, and it worked.
How many kids?
Six, seven kids that he sold him. And his grandfather also sent a letter back to the Dei Gereba's Rebbetzin that he did this deal and that the bracha is not just living on to him, it's going to his own Einiklich also. I don't know exactly when this was, but they had the original letters. So he was saying that Emunas Chacham was so great. I mean, today you wouldn't even think of selling your kids because, like, this how's this going to work exactly?
You can't. Okay, they know that.
I still want to know what the junk in front of your house was. I know you did some work, and I'm trying to figure out who you used because I don't like you didn't use it.
I don't like what you did. I know exactly what it is, and I know you're full of baloney. I didn't want to last night give you a hard time because you were in a good mood. But I decided to let it go, but I knew. I knew. It looked like Berezin dumped the rest of his junk from his backyard in your house. But it looks like you're doing some work. But I mean, are you making more room for guests? A guy from Baltimore needs more room. It comes with two, three kids and two wives. Anyway. No, that's the other guy.
You saw
what
he did there?
But my
move to Lakewood, but I'm not going to become a Lakewood yet.
But what are you doing in your house? It's great.
Cops knocked on her door and asked her if she's Hadassah Unger. She said no.
Do I look?
Now she needs to know what's going on. I found out it's fine. The kid was walking home from Weber and got someone drunk.
Roughed them up.
Kid, screaming at the kid, and then Yama ran up and screaming at the Yama something. I don't know.
I hear. All right, Bachi, we'll talk soon. We have to talk about this kitzer because I'm not going to let a Baal Bus dictate the way the kitzer is supposed to be read. So we'll talk about it soon. I'm sure you're aware of what the kids is talking about. We'll see it inside. Before you give your opinion, before you clarify the real shot, let's see it inside. We'll see
you
soon. Yeah. It's Machi, 100% they're wrong. I'm just telling you. But whatever, we'll talk about it. Kitzer says he's not asleep on Shabbos.
I don't know.
A Baal Bus, you'll see. Ah, Shirley says we don't pass like the kids are. Yeah, okay, the easy way out.
No, that
kitzah
doesn't even tell us what
Shabbos
is.
Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Keyu Asar Adam Asar Maklus. 1 second. We got over here.
It's impossible. They used to have drushes the whole Shabbos afternoon.
Chana Kela Bas Etel. Aaron Ben Yehudis. Shehava Fu Shalema. And Rafal Zaman Zev Ben.
What?
What's the name?
Zaman Zev Ben.
Rafal Zaman Zev Ben.
Zaman Zev Ben.
Rafal Zaman Zev Ben. Chaim Shalom. Chaim Shalom?
Why are you getting a man?
Why are you adding names?
You'll see, because Negei today's daf. This Machlekes, the Ratzio brings down, according to Machlekes in the next Mishnah, if you put a name on someone, if they live, no. If he lives for a little while, and he says that it's telling his Machlekes, because what he died is not directly what he died from there. It means as long as he, if he died right away, then it's... I don't know, that's the name of Yisrochayim Shneir? That's what we name after Shneir, that's your name?
Yeah.
I don't know, so I was thinking about you this morning on a very strong level at 4:15.
Wow, on a strong level. You were thinking?
Falls, I mean, more or less. Omer Maxim Ben Ronan. Brian the Mir was Real Soro, Yaakov Shua Mechano. Esli was Chai Yafa. When you were turning over to brew the other side, I was thinking. Double memory apparel, nothing about you. Chaim Shol Ben Chai Reza, he's up. Rachel Bas Pesha Reza. Okay.
He is?
Let's go. Who, Rabbi Adi? Yeah. They don't know what happened, but he's up. They don't know, I think it's the flu. They said it's the flu. That's the hospital
COVID.
Came out after I don't know.
COVID.
Tana Rabbanan, Chvesnisht. Hikeyu Asor Ben Adam Asor Maklas. So you hit, this is like that guy in Staten Island, who's Mechuyev? The guy who gave, the cop that gave the last jolt. Okay, Asar Ben Adam, Asar Malkus, they all beat him. So you have 10 people hit a guy with 10 stakes, Umeis. Bein Bevas Achaz, Bein Bevas Achaz, Epiturin. Because not one guy give the Misa blow. Right, the Misa blow. Really good. I see you in Alabama. If it's one after another, the last guy's chayev. The ma'aseh, he blew the guy. Right? He killed the guy. Let's finish your tehillim, okay? You really need more than that. He said last night, I heard someone say that Chaim Kineski in Elul, every single day, finished tehillim, which is very interesting.
Day?
Every single day in Elul, he finished Elul. It's an investment for the whole year. Okay. I don't know. Moshe, don't take something out of song because you'll be the whole shiur you won't open the Gemara. You don't want to say
all your corny jokes.
Kidneyus. Kidneyus. It's almost Pesach. Corny. Yeah, Mazel Tov. You don't want to say. I need more boxes. Remind me later. I need some boxes.
Hello, where did you come up with this crap?
We'll talk later. He's not laughing with me, laughing at me. Yeah. I hope you don't tell it to your wife. You're laughing at her. We do Maser Oimer, Bezachazer. I just came to bottle the joke. We do Maser Oimer, Bezachazer, Achon Chayef. And then Shakir himself said, last guy, Lamaisa. He hit the guy and he killed him. They both have a pasuk. What's the pasuk? The Pollock's going to come in a minute, so let's do it fast. It says, V'ish kiyaga kol nefesh adam. So, Rabbanan Savri, kol nefesh, adika kol nefesh. Till you have the whole nefesh. So, if 10 guys beat a guy, one guy... He's 90% dead, and then the next guy comes and finishes him off. He didn't kill a whole guy. He killed a guy who was basically dying.
Oh, okay.
He killed like a guy who's 90% dead. One eye was open, you know?
No,
not the one you're allowed to do it. The question is Chaim Misa. Misa is the Ishkiyaka. No,
what?
Because he's a geisus. You killed the guy who's But it's not kol nefesh. No, it's not kol nefesh.
Pulling the plug is not considered.
Who?
Pulling the plug.
Awesome, but you're not allowed to do it. The question is, the chi of misa is only kol nefesh. Kol nefesh is manama. We're not passing like this, but that's what this manama holds. Rabbanu zavik kol nefesh, adike kol nefesh. Till you have the whole thing. Rabbi Ben says, no, kol nefesh, kol du nefesh. The guy has a little life left, and you kick the bucket, then you're chayiv. Amar Rav, kol moedim, b'horig is a treifa. Everybody agrees if you kill a treifa, shu potter. A guy who's destined to die, he's dying any minute. Not any minute. He can't live 12 months. The Goyis B'Shemayim, Shuchayim. And everybody agrees that if it's a Goyis B'Shemayim, he's Chayiv. A Goyis B'Shemayim means that he's nobody did anything to him. He was born like that, or I don't know exactly when a Goyis B'Shemayim he got sick. Nobody did anything to him. Loik nechgal b'goyis b'dei adam. Question is, if he's a goyis b'dei adam means that nine guys hit him. So now he's floundering. He's, between life and death. So the question is, what is this guy's status? Mar medam le treifa. So he potter. Umar medam le goyis b'dei shemayim. My time of Damla the Goyis. Why is not Bishmaim? Why is not Bishmaim? Because Bishmaim, Lisab Bishmaim, nobody did anything. Hi, Sabi Meisen, nine guys hit him. My time of Damla the Trefa, Trefa, Machat Chisim on him. He's missing something. He's missing something. Machat Chisim on him, Simon Chiyusa. I don't think it means that they actually, it has to be that somebody did something, right? Somebody did something to him. Hal emechad chisamanim. And this is just a natural thing. Tanan tanakam edo sheshes. V'ish kiyakol nefesh adam. Lahavi v'ish kiyakol nefesh adam. That's the puzzle we just had. Lahavi hamakas chaver v'ein boi kadei lahamis. So you hit a guy, you give him a zetz, but he's, more or less moves on. Limps on. What about so you didn't do anything. You just gave the guy zets. That's the chiddush. That even if a guy hits a guy, but you obviously didn't kill him. You give a guy good zets, it's kedei lahamas, but he didn't die, and then another guy comes and finishes the job, the second guy's chayev, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he dashes the, according to Yudam say, it's called the hu nefesh. When it says ishkiyak kol nefesh, it's called the hu nefesh. Anybody that's living is chayiv. Amar Rav, horeg is a treifa. Somebody kills the treifa, potter. The treifa shaharag b'fnei bezdin. You have a guy who's not on his deathbed, he can't live 12 months. So he's got some kind of disease that he's going to die. Treifa shaharag b'fnei bezdin is chayiv. Shaloi b'fnei bezdin is potter. Now, what does it mean b'fnei bezdin chayiv? Why? So b'fnei bezdin my time o chayiv d'chsev v'yata rabbi kebecha. There's a pasuk that says v'yata rabbi kebecha shaloi b'fnei bezdin chayiv. The end of the pasuk over here, and the limit is that bezdin has a chayiv to eradicate badness. So if bezdin sees a treifa kills, even though you can't. If you had to go through the process with Edim, it wouldn't be, this guy would not get Misa, but if Bezdin themselves see it, they have a chiv to eradicate.
They can't look the other way.
Who?
They can't look the other way.
They can't look the other way. Because there's this badness here, and badness you got to get rid of. Shloi b'fnei Bezdin is potter. Why? To have the Edish Yatak Lazim. There's a reason for it. Because what happens is, when two Edim come, and say that this guy, this treifa killed someone. Then, two other Eidim Mazim say, what are you talking about? You weren't even there on Tuesday. You were in Florida with us. So halacha is, kasha zomam lasas loy, the two Eidim that wanted to give the treifa, who said that the treifa killed someone, they wanted to be mechayev misa. They get misa. But the problem is that the treifa is already a dead guy. So it's not called that they wanted to kill a guy because he's already dead. He's considered a dead man. It's a dead man walking. So there's no kashas zomam. No kashas zomam is no edus. So if you have to rely on edus, this guy would not get, it wouldn't be, it's not a good edus. Edus, they can't be miles, but not a good edus. So there's a technical problem with edus. But still, if he does it in front of Bezdin,
the source here, though,
doesn't matter. In Bezdin, I mean, the puzzle has to fit him. In Alocha, the puzzle has to fit. And if there's a concept that you need to be able to be mazim the guy and give the guy a punishment, and you can't, you do, because it wasn't in front of Bezdin. This was not in front of Bezdin. So without Adam, you can't give the guy anything. So you say you have Adam, but you can't be mazim Adam. So then we can't mazim Adam. That's the halacha.
If they were the one who caused him to die, then
they didn't cause him to die. He's a dead man walking. He's a treifa.
You said like 5 lines ago that if someone's dying and someone else comes and kills him, they're the one who's liable.
No, that's only according to Rabbi Yochanan Maseira. That's also not by treifa. That's only by a regular guy.
A regular guy.
No, regular, a treifa, the guy's a dead man walking.
But if you kill him first, you don't want to kill him.
What do you mean? No, but he's a dead guy anyway.
That guy's not a treifa.
That guy could live. That guy could live.
He's a dead guy. And then someone else comes.
So that's a treifa. But that's not Esher Malka's not talking about that. Zach, because that means 9 guys gave him a smack.
And he could live.
He's... Yeah, he's not exactly. He's catching his breath, and one guy comes and finishes. Right, but Lamai said he didn't die. It's Kedei Laham, so he didn't die.
He's got enough life in him to get.
He's able to walk down the street still. You know what I mean? And get to, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Round 1 of the boxing match.
The treif is the next level. Velmarava, Rova is a treifa. A guy who. I don't know what the word is. Sanamaz?
Mm-hmm.
Sanamaz is a treifa. Reva is a treifa. Chayef.
What a word.
Why? Because it's on him. Treifa shirava b'fnei bezdin. Chayef. Again, bezdin has to eradicate. Shloi b'fnei bezdin potter. B'fnei bezdin chayef. That's their chiyuv as a bezdin. Shloi b'fnei bezdin potter. Da'avla eidu shiata chazimo. So much asu lomli. What did you say both cases for? We just finished saying something like this. Hai nuach, a roiv is a treifa strichalu. No, you need roiv is a treifa. Why? A guy is mroivea a treifa. So ma'od teimo lev kemanda meshamish meis. V'li potter. The halacha is, if somebody is mroivea a meis, a dead person, he's potter. Why? Because no hana. Kamashon de meshama nohu v'ha isle hana. So even though a treifa is going to die within 12 months, the guy who's being revered, the treifa, he still has anah, Rashi says. But when it comes to a dead guy, Rashi says, Rashi goes into great detail of why it doesn't work. So the guy who's being revered doesn't have any anah. It's always the guy being revered has anah. The guy who's being nirva doesn't have anah. That's just whatever. Vamarava. Edim she idu, I think so. No, doesn't that what we said? Maybe not. I think maybe they both have one. No, Rashi said something before.
What's the difference of the two?
There was a difference. Rashi said, I forgot. Man.
I understand, but what's the difference here? What's the nachmir?
Between
1 and 1.
No, over here is not
the
nachmir.
No,
over here is not the. Over here wouldn't be a nachmir. The what?
The mace, but we're not talking about the treifa.
It was right before I left. It was, I forgot already.
It was by a woman, Shlokta Darko.
Something, yeah. Rashi said over there that there is, I don't know, I think. Maybe not. I don't know.
Not by mace.
No, mace for Shona. Mace for Shona, because no lachuchas. But Shlokta Darko Bia, is there, I don't know. I don't remember. Okay. Zokta Gemara Vayter. V'amarava, Edim, there isn't a gay because over there, Als Pagam, remember the Gemara handle Pagam.
Right. Why'd you bring it here?
No, I just. V'amarava, Edim She'idu, it's just the search engine went wide. V'amarava, Edim She'idu Betrefa.
And that's an answer.
Edim She'idu Betrefa. You have Edim that said, Edim's in a Trefa, V'huzmu, Ein Aragam. Ede Trefa She'huzmu. You have Ede Trefa.
The Edom are
right. The Edom are treifa. She was doing erogen. Rav Asher, my filo eidu treif shulz ma'ein eragel, v'she enim bezoim min zoimin. You can't redo there's no kasha zamam, and if you have to mazam the zamam, it wouldn't work. So maybe that's why it doesn't work. Vam rav Asher, treifa shaharag. You have an ox that's treifa. He himself, the ox is going to die. That killed someone, chayev. V'shor shel adam treifa. You have a guy who's a treifa, and his ox, the regular ox, kills someone, shaharag potter, my timer. Amakro, it says, the posik, hashor yisokel. The gam be'ol of yumos. It's a posik. Kol hecha de kreenim be v'gam be'ol of yumos, kreenim be'ashor yisokel. Kol hecha de kreenim be'gam be'ol of yumos, kreenim be'ashor yisokel. The Torah equivalates the behema to the master, and Mela, if the master is a treifa and he's not gonna, you don't kill him because he's a treifa, he's a dead man walking, so there's animal also, even though it's no shaykhis, but that's the halacha. If Hashem I feel short treifa, not misharik potter, my time, even do a bialam ava, patiri short not potter, because he takes it to the next level. Show yourself gambal of yumas. It's totally like the shirt, like the balav. So the balav wouldn't die over here. The shirt doesn't die. Next halacha.
They're more equivalent.
Right. Equivalence. Shisa by zakelav. So you take a snake, or a dog, and you put it onto the guy. You make them bite him. You incite them. Sick. She's by Zakelov. I'm Rav Acha by Yaakov. I'm Rav Acha by Yaakov. Kishtim Shlomo Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Eris Nachash, the vigor and venom, Bein Shina Voimid. So you have the venom is between his teeth. It's hanging out. Lefichach, when the guy takes the snake, Makish is beside the guy who takes the snake and puts it on the guy. He's chayev because he killed the guy. But Nachash potter. Nachash didn't do anything. Was there? He put it on and boom. The divrei chachamim, eres Nachash ma'atzma making. No, the eres Nachash is not hanging out. Lefich Nachash beskilo va'makish potter. So it seems to be a machlokes of metzias. We could just ask the snake where the venom is. Call a scientist, find out. So the Tiferes Yisrael says it's not a machlokes of metzias. Everybody agrees that the venom is like a tooth. I don't know what it's called.
Thing.
Right. No, last night the Newmark is busy with this. Yes. So the tooth, there's two teeth over there, and the venom is in the tooth. The question is, everybody holds that's where the venom is. The question is if it's on top. And then when it bites, it goes through the tooth or it hangs out in the tooth the whole time. That's the machlokes over here. So that will make it a grumma or not a grumma. If it's on top, then it's a grumma because it didn't.
No.
If it's on top, it's a grumma. Because
the snake is high.
No, snake is not high.
In that case, the snake is high.
If it's on top.
The person is the grumma.
Right, person's the grumma.
Why is it a grumma?
Because by you putting the snake on the mouth, you didn't cause the death. At that point is when the snake dropped his venom down, and then the guy died. If the venom is in the tooth, so by you making the guy...
The bullet has to travel through the barrel.
No, the bullet is your hand. Bullet's like your hand. A bullet is different. That's koichai. Doesn't matter. Guarantee it. You're only a grumma. By you putting the...
Because
the snake does it.
The snake
releases it. No, so according to that Madama, the venom is on top of the tooth. Yeah. When you make the bite, the venom is not there yet. At that point, the snake releases it from right on top of the tooth, goes through the tooth, and there's a hole there, and it goes in.
Is it a conscious decision of
the snake?
Yes.
It's
a conscious decision of the snake.
Yeah, that is the machlokes. Means everybody holds that the venom comes out from the tooth. Question is it in the tooth the whole time or it sits on top of the tooth? And if it's in the tooth the whole time, then the guy who did it is chayav because the venom was there already. Snake didn't do anything. You just go like this and then the guy's dead. But if you hold, what's it called?
You
No,
doesn't snow. Doesn't snow. It didn't snow. Not one day off. The Crohn's say it never happened, a story, but I don't know.
You said it never happened?
That's what the Crohn's say. That's what, that's what Mayor Crohn says. That is
that. Never happened. He said he never heard it.
Never heard it.
That, when it's his uncle, he knows every single story that happened to his uncle. Right.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, we'll see the kitsa. You'll tell me. Maybe you have to reprint the kitsa.
It's on the bottom line. It hasn't snowed.
It hasn't snowed in years.
Hasn't snowed before he died either. What year did he die? 23. 18.
Same year as the Cadillac.
No.
Marcus Gavay, baby Evan.
6 years ago,
really?
No.
Nope.
Marcus Gavay, baby Evan, baby Egg Grove. Let's go.
Six, seven years ago.
That was his son. That was his grandson.
Marcus Gavay, baby Evan, baby Grove. You ready? Look at the Goliath book. Marcus Gavay.
2018.
He knows death when it looks him in the face.
I know how many years my wife is clutching about it. No busing, but there is school.
Marcus Gavay, baby Evan Mayer. If you hate your friend with a rock or with a fist, Vamdula Misa. Listen to this one. So you say, they said, that's it. This guy can't live. They bring him to the Lahavdil. This is like that kid that was by Trump last night. They said 2018 he's gonna die, but he's still alive.
I'm gonna make sure.
So Makav Eskaver Bem Megra, Vamdula Misa.
We didn't even get a chair on that.
And Bezin says he's gonna die. Doctor says he's done. Vehekel Mashahoyo, but then he gets a little better. Vilachkam Hikbudumez, then he dies. So Chayev. Yechayev, why? Because he holds that Lamaisi died from the original thing. Even though he got better in between, that's cool that he died from the original thing.
The
Gemara talks about that. Rem Rechem Yoimir, Potter, Shergleim Ladova. No. It's Reglayim Ladover that he didn't die because of the original thing. Rashi Shloim Meis Machas Machas Usharei Hekel. Bottom line is, it got better. This is what Chaim Kanevsky says. If you add a name, it's very negative for Gittin. He says, if you add a name to a guy, if it's right away, then you don't put the name in the get. But as long as it's not right away, you put
what
the...
What get is there if the guy died?
No, he didn't die yet. But a guy gets very sick, right, they add a name. Next, a few days later, she says, I'm not staying anymore. Or she doesn't want to sit shiva, so she wants to give a get. Lamaisa, at that point, a day later, he says, you don't put that name in because nobody's calling him yet. But he says, within a few days, that his name is starting to be called. Then you leave his name. And so we're talking about a few days, and he says, if the guy lives for a while, then it's a machloikas if you keep the name or not. That's what he says. Tana Rabbanan.
No, talking about what you're writing again. For a guy who died?
No, he didn't die yet.
No.
He's still alive. So then he got better.
No, he didn't get better.
He didn't get better. But his wife wants to leave him.
He came home from shul.
Leave him in the hotel. Leave him in the hospital.
Yeah.
I wanted to marry Rafal.
No one's. I'm saying there's a reason why they're going to divorce.
She doesn't want Yibam.
No, she doesn't want that name.
She doesn't want Yibam.
She doesn't like her name.
She's a gold digger.
She doesn't want Yibam.
And he didn't have money.
Right.
What?
Maybe he does.
He's running
out. Tanan
Bonon.
This is a story here. Ezu Darash Emnechemia. Im Yakum Vesalach Bachutz. It says, it's an interesting pasuk over here. Im Yakum, if a guy gets up, Vesalach Bachutz, Al Mishanto, he goes on a stick, like green. Venika Maka. Venika Maka. Rak shifta yitim rapa yirapa. You ready?
Wait, let's pause this
podcast
for about
15 minutes. V'chisala adaitcho. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Why would you think a guy gets killed? He's walking around. He's out. El zesham du lemiso. What happens is, we're talking about a case. Mamash awasugyo. The doctor said he's going to die. V'heikum ashahoya. Then everything went back to normal. Went back to work. Achachik with a maze. Then he dropped dead. Shu potter. Because at that point, it's no shakas, the original thing. Rabbanon, What do Rabbanan do with this pasuk? They hold, you do is you put the guy in prison. You put him in a holding cell because you don't know what's going to be with the guy. You don't know what's going to be with the guy. So you put him in a holding cell the whole time. And then if the guy is al-mishantoy, what's the pasuk say? Yaakov is al-mishantoy, then v'nika maka. The guy who hit, he's off the hook. It's like a little twist in the learning the way he puzzles. You don't know what to do with them, you know. Yeah. Rabbi Nechemya, Chavisha Manoli, how does he know you lock him up? Yell Mekoshish. By Mekoshish, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with the Psaq, so he locked the guy up. Rabbanon, now I'm living Mekoshish, learning from there. Mekoshish Bakatolahu. No, Mekoshish was for sure Bakatolahu. What's the other Yadda Katla? He didn't know which Misa. Then my. Lafuki had Leodini Bakatolahu, Eli Bakatolahu. You don't know over here if he's Bakatolahu or not. So it's a different kind of lockup. Rabbi Nechemya, Yell Megadav. He learns from the Gadav, Leav Yadda E Bakatolahu, Vechavshu, and they locked him up. Rabbanon Megadav, Rashoiso. That was a raw show. So Katanya Dale, your Moshe Rabbeinu from Koshish Bemisa. Shneimar Machala Moshumas. Lo Yodeb Eiz Misa Nerek. Shneimar Kiloi Poyrish. Al Magadav. Lo Neimar By Elul Farish Lahem Al Pi Hashem. So here Moshe Yodeb Imhu Bemisa Kolikir Im Lav. So Bechlal, he didn't even know anything, but he locked him up. It was like a raw show. So Meli can't bring a raya from there. Bishlo Ben Mechem Yanech Sivi Trey Umdani. That's what it says. Trey Umdani by the Pasuk. Right. What? Right. So made two umdinas because the guy got better. He got worse than he got better. El Rabbanon treim de lomli. Because according to Rabbanon, it's for their lockup. So what's the treim umdini? So Gemara says chad amdul misa v'chaya. V'chad v'du l'chaim u'meis. So it's two different scenarios going on in the pasuk. It's not one case. It's two different cases, and both of them need a lockup. Rem Nechemya, no, amdu l'chaim. If the doctor say he's good, he goes u'meis like tzarukra. You don't need a pasuk. Shari yatsa meis d'zakai. He's off the hook. Tana rabbanan. Amakas chaver amdu l'misa. You hit a guy, and the doctor say he's done. V'choya, l'mayis he lived. Pachinoisai. He's off the hook. Now he's off the hook. Because whatever you said, he said he's going to die. L'mayis he didn't die. Goodbye, Charlie.
He's not totally off the hook, right?
He's off the hook. I'm dual l'misa. No, he's off the hook. That's the next thing. I'm dual l'misa. V'choya l'mayis. Then he moved on. And then he died. No, sorry. I'm dual l'misa. Yeah, and Dulam is of a Hakam Ashay. He didn't die, but he just got better. Right? This case
to win. They say he's going to live.
Isn't that the first case?
Not fully better.
I'm not going to have Dulam Misa.
No.
The Chaya.
They told
no, same case. And Dulam Misa, the Chaya, Paitin Isai. And he's off the hook.
In both cases, he's still alive.
Now over here, he's.
One is not 100%.
One's not 100%. Abdul Misa of a Hakam Ashay, he's not exactly what they said.
He's on the mend.
Shayyam. Then Shane the moment. So then he has to pay the doctor bills. Vim la acha kain hichbid. Lamaisi, he dies 2 months later. Umeis. Halak acha aymid, I'm sorry, he just pays the doctor bills. Divim nechemia. Vacham aymid. Ain aymid acha aymid. No, you don't. No, he's saying that you go, the bottom line is since they were Oymen Lemisa and he died from Misa,
then you go
Basa that Oymen, right? Tan Yidach, I'm dual Lemisa, I'm dual Lemisa, they said he's going to die. Oymen Din Lemisa Lechaim, and then he. It means if you see that he got better, it means if he got a little better, you could reassess. L'chaim, if they said that he's going to live, ain't no misa, but you can't change your mind. Once you're off the hook, you're off the hook. I'm dual misa. V'hakam from the time that he got hit, because you don't go now. You go, let's say they say he's going to die. Then he got better. 3 months later. So we say, okay, now you pay the doctor bills. Then he died. So we say you pay the doctor bills. When do you stop paying the doctor bills? From 3 months or from the beginning? Beginning, there was $100,000 racked up. The stomach of Nechemia. Gwaj Mechemia is the one that holds it. You parted from Misa, even though the guy ended up dying at the end of the day. Rabbana holds it, once you die at the end of the day, you go with Misa. Rabbi Nechemia holds that, no, if he got better, so you just do the money and you don't pay for what's called. Let's see, the Mishnah. Gibbeis. Beis Jimel. Atoido mefagelos alechem. Alechem in fagas atoido. Ketza. The shirk is atoido lechem in alamachar. He va lechem vagom. Lechem alechem alamachar. Lechem vagom atoido in fagelos. Hakvosim fagos alechem alechem in fagos akvosim. Ketza. The shirk is akvosim lechem in alamachar. Heim va lechem vagom. Done. Lechem alechem alamachar. Lechem vagom akvosim in vagom. Because it's not ma'akav. That's why.